Sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome to Albion. I'm Sachin. We're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This week, seeing as it's the last week of 2015, I'm going to be doing a review of the year show, giving you some of my best albums of the year. I'm going to start with two of my favourite EPs of the year, because I think there's a massive difference between creating a brilliant EP and a brilliant album. Very different artistic creations, really. I don't know what I'm saying. I've got one Canadian for you and one British EP. The first one is by a band called Blavenon, who I've played on the show before. I've actually played this track before as well. It's called Hell Is My Head, from their This World EP. And it's just it came out in October, and it's a fantastic track and so much energy for a really, really young band, all of them 19 years old, just fresh out of school. And if you haven't heard it before, it's really worth going and checking out all of their back catalogue. They've got three EPs available from the last 3 years, and hopefully in 2016 we should be getting an album. So yeah, this is called Hell Is My Head.
Yes, but I still find it hard not to detest that look in your eye. But I'm dripping through my soul. Time takes its toll, and I'm left cowering behind my disguise. I'll always believe your lies. Watch the tears fall from your eyes. The only one you'll ever find. I'll be the only one. Watch the tears from your eyes. I'll be the only one you'll ever find. I'll be the only one you'll ever. In the dark, the lies of the blood sucking sharks, ripping off my soul, ripping off my bark, the way that you cry. But I'm dripping through my soul. Time takes its toll, and I'm left cowering behind my disguise. I'll always believe your lies. Watch the tears fall from your. You'll ever find. I'll be the only one you'll ever find.
just an incredible beat on that track. So much power. And there's only a three-piece as well, which makes it all the more impressive. The other EP I've got for my pick of the year is by a Vancouver band called TV Ugly. The EP itself is called UCLA Yankee Cola. And that EP was actually seventh in CITR's charts of albums of the year. And yeah, you can see why it's great fun. It's a really, really cool record. And they're just as much fun live. Really, really... you can tell they all get on, the four of them, which is key to a really, really cracking band. The track I'm going to play for you is called Trash Party Island. Yeah, really short and sweet, but another brilliant, brilliant track. And without further ado, I'm going to get on to my top 10 albums of the year. Because this is Albion, and I play the best British music and the best Canadian music I've found whilst I've been here, I'm going to play five British tracks from my favourite albums of the year, and similarly from my five favourite Canadian albums of the year. But that means by filtering out all other countries, I've missed out some incredible records. So I'd just like to give an honourable mention to Tame Impala, Kurt Vile, Sleater Kinney and Speedy Ortiz, who would make my top 10 albums of the year because they are brilliant records, but not on what I'm meant to be playing in my hour. So please do go check them out. The first one I'm going to play is by a British band from Manchester called Everything Everything. And this is their third record. And for the first time on this record, they've always made incredible experimental pop. He's got a really unique voice. But for the first time, you can actually hear his lyrics, and it's just taken the album in a whole new direction. On the album, you can hear lyrics such as, like, "It's all right to feel like a fat child in a pushchair, old enough to run," which isn't on the track I'm going to play for you, but it really makes you sense up and listen. You can't really do any work whilst you're listening to the record, which is part of the reason I love it. The track I'm going to play for you is my favourite track of the album, called Spring, Sun, Winter, Dread.
Hands loom heavy with only
a ridiculously infectious track. I can guarantee you'll be singing that or singing along to the rhythm. Chances are you won't know the words from the first listen. But a brilliant, brilliant album. Really worth going to check out. It's called Get to Heaven by Everything Everything. The next album that I've got on my list is by a Toronto band called Dilly Dally, who, if you listen to CITR at all, you will have heard of. Their track Desire has been played a hell of a lot on this station. And that album as well is in CITR's top, I think it's the top 20 of the year it's made. And it's a brilliant record. It's called Saw. It's come out on Buzz Records. The track I'm going to play for you is called Next Gold, and it's, and once again, it's my favourite from the album. And I just find this band incredibly impressive. They actually played in the station in November. And the amount of sound they create and the voice from such a small girl is incredible, the amount of power that comes out of it. And it's just mighty, mighty impressive, as you can see from this track. Incredible power in the voice, like I said, and a really, really cracking record, really worth checking out. The next band I've got is a record called Empty Heads by Vancouver's The Pretties. And this record came out in January, but because I only arrived in September and I'm a bit slow on picking up what's going on in Vancouver, I only actually discovered these guys about 3 weeks ago, which makes the record quite fresh in my head for me. But luckily it still counts as 2015 because it's an incredible, incredible album. I saw them supporting The Garden, as I may have mentioned a couple of weeks ago, if you listen to the show every week, and they just blew me away. And this track by The Pretties is called Dirty Knickers, taken from that record.
Something in that filthy water, rising, coming, flaming.
a good bit of old school rock and roll from the Pretties with Dirty Knickers. You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We're doing a review of 2015, and I'm listening you through my top five British albums and top five Canadian albums of the year. The next one I've got for you is a brilliant record from a London-based singer-songwriter, producer, all-encompassing artist called Georgia. The record came out in September on one of England's oldest, well, not oldest standing, but most prominent indie labels called Domino. And the originality of the record just blew me away. It combines like some very old-school dancey features with some Indian beats, and it kind of took me over for a couple of weeks, this record. It's self-titled, it's called Georgia, and the track I'm going to play for you is called Combine.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
So yeah, before the ads, we had Georgia with Combine. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It's an incredible track. And one of my personally favourite albums of the year, probably fighting for the top two spots in this list. The next one, band I've got for you is it's another British band called Drenge, who narrowly missed out on a nomination for the Mercury Prize earlier this year. The album was called Undertow, and their first album was an incredible record because they were a two-piece originally, two brothers, Rory and Owen Lovelace. And it was such an incredible sound they created as a two-piece. They got drew a lot of comparisons with the White Stripes, but a bit more dark and a bit more twisted. And what they've done for this new record is they've drafted in a bassist, also from their home Sheffield scene. And it just takes the sound to a whole new level. A lot of us were very sceptical when we heard they were taking a bassist because we enjoyed them so much as a two-piece. But they just surprise us all and create a record that is... It's just incredible, really. It's not like anything else coming out of the UK at the minute. There's a lot of this sort of stuff coming out of Canada, actually, but it's quite dark, and the lyrics are a bit close to the bone, and the record itself will get under your skin. The track I'm going to play for you first is called Never Awake, and the beat that Rory puts on this is just incredible.
Slave to the suburbs, addicted to buying more stuff.
It's a wonderful racket, that track. I actually caught them live in London just before I came over. It was back in June, a really small little venue, and they just absolutely blew the roof off it. So if they do ever come over the Atlantic, I'd really recommend checking them out. I'm going to go back to a Canadian artist now for my next album of the year. It's by Edmonton's Faith Healer, who's signed to Vancouver's own and CITR's friend Mint Records. I actually played them a couple of weeks ago, not this track. The track I'm going to play for you is called Canonized, and it's taken from her March album, which was called Cosmic Troubles. And I love this album because it's just a wonderfully good pop record, which doesn't get talked about enough, how difficult it is to make really good pop. And it's really got under my skin in the last couple of weeks, and I'm really excited to play it for you now.
To start.
A really nice song, that. You can't get away from the quality of the songwriting. It's incredible. That was Faith Healer with Canonized from her March album Cosmic Troubles. You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. We're running through the top five British albums of the year and top five Canadian albums of the year. The next album on my list is a Vancouver artist called Francesca Belcourt with the album Zongs. I'd go as far as saying it's possibly my favourite Canadian album of the year. It's a totally submersive record. It takes you into her little world. It just takes you away from where you are at that moment in time. And it was actually the record I spent most of my time revising, listening to, which is probably not the best idea, being taken out of my own head while I'm trying to revise. But nevertheless, it's a brilliant, brilliant record. The track I'm going to play for you now is called Bed of Roses. And yeah, enjoy.
You don't really get the magnitude of coffee, a crave, a whisper, your name. Rather vacuum in mind all day, despite the fact that it is dry out today. I'm saturated, soaked inside. If you make a duck and tackle, it's hankering for the two of us to lay in hay. Linger on the finger, say my name, say your name. You tell me which way, I tell you which way. My lips are dried all the way to the bone. I'll wither and shrivel if you leave me alone. You know I'm a bed of roses on a bed of roses. So the saying goes, I'm happy and I know it. This ain't a rap. Two more takes and we'll see where we're at. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, read the action. Let's make magic happen. It's fantastic what happens. It is so hard, so, so easy. You and I vigilant, you're sleeping and dreaming. It is all ecstasy, without it is all misery. Swing around my place so we can play the game again. My lips are dried all the way to the bone. I'll wither and shrivel if you leave me alone. You know I'm a bed of roses on a bed of roses. So the saying goes, I'm happy and I know it. My lips are dried all the way to the bone. I'll wither and shrivel if you leave me alone. You know I'm a bed of roses on a bed of roses. So the saying goes, I'm happy and I know it.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a 3-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael Dangeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
Before the ads, we had a wonderful track from Francesca Belcourt called Bed of Roses, taken from her album called Zongs. Really, really worth checking out. She's also a contributor to Discorder magazine, which I would recommend going and picking up around anywhere on campus and any of the local venues around Vancouver. I've actually got a couple of articles in there. It's a blatant plug, but have a little read if you can. The next album I'm going to play for you is by a London band called Wolf Alice, who actually are based in the same area of London I live, which is in Islington. It was on Highbury, up in that sort of area. And this record, My Love Is Cool, was 2 years in the making. They've been teasing the internet with a number of EPs for the duration of that time. And so the pressure kept mounting, and they delivered, surprisingly. When the pressure mounts, you always think that it will never quite live up to the expectation. But this record is brilliant, and it's the only record on my list that has actually been given a Mercury Prize nomination. And the track I'm going to play for you was one of the singles from it. It's called Giant Peach.
Thank you.
seem so clear. Change, it feels like fear, it's all you know.
It's a brilliant track from Wolf Alice there, taken from their album June. June, that's when it's from. My Love is Cool. The final British record that I've got for you on my list is by an artist from York called Mark Wynne, who I've mentioned on this show a couple of times already, mostly because he's possibly my favourite artist at the moment. He's just got an incredible gift with words. I think he's got something quite special, the ability to turn the mundane into something that you really want to listen to. And this record that he released in June was called Skivvy, A Much More Noble Occupation, and it was his third full-length album, and really worth going onto his Bandcamp to have a look at it, because he's got an immense collection of he's got an immense back catalogue on there, so you can get really stuck in deep into all the tracks he's put out. And yeah, if you're anything like me, you just won't be able to stop listening to it. The track I'm going to play for you is the last track on the record, and it's called Sex Legs.
I didn't want it, but I had no choice. You're not killing at me. I'll listen out as you lose your voice. Then you wanna watch TV with me. Like I said, I'm not interfering. Dead babies to dead dogs. You say you love me when we fuck in the morning. I walk home with a sex legs. Hang around in the open spaces. I get bored and wanna go back home. Tell the man he has a nice face. Shut up please, I wanna go back home. Sky's dark, I've run out of matches. I wanna set fire to 3 years of pastime. This sounds like a folky song. I don't like folky songs. Like this one, a wagon wheel. The only two folky songs. Bob Dylan right after this run all. Didn't bring him to help, but he said he went to help because he was bored. Bob. Bob, Bob. My mum used to have a pantry. She knocked the walls through cause she's insane. About home improvements. I was meant to be called Keith Richard Wynne, but my mum wouldn't have me named for a junkie. And there was a kid in her school and he was on her quote. A bit not all there, her words not mine. She didn't want the name to rub off on me. Luckily I'm called Mark and I'm really well adjusted to life. I get bored in conversation. Start thinking about sex and drugs. Start thinking about when and why you take them. Cos it's fun to be fucked up. Was it really when you can't sleep? There's a kid shouting in the street and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I like to think that I'm somebody. If I didn't, I'd think I was no one. Songs like this tend to resolve. I have a moral or something funny like that at the end. But I haven't got one here on this song because my friend Rob said he liked my acoustic songs more. So here's a song for my friend Rob the Liar. He's a nice man, he let me stay at his house in the Southampton. Rob, 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 Rob. If you were a girl, we'd have really awkward sex in a van. In a van.
Pretty unique that from Mark Wynne. Really worth checking out all his back catalogue, like I've said. And that is the last British album on my list. And so, without further ado, we've got the last Canadian album on my list. It's actually the number one album on CITR's chart of the year. It's by a Montreal band called Ought. The album is called Sun's Coming Down. And Ought are known for having incredibly long songs. So I'm going to do something that I've never done before on Albion and talk over the introduction. because this track is 7.5 minutes long and will possibly get a little bit boring if you haven't heard them before. But it's a brilliant track, and they're one of the most unique guys on the circuit at the moment. And we saw them live at the Red Gate in Vancouver earlier in the year, and it was an incredible show. And yeah, I'm rambling about them, but they're a brilliant, brilliant band, and this is their second record. And yeah, I'll leave you to it with it. So enjoy. And that was the brilliant Beautiful Blue Sky from Ort's Sun's Coming Down album, released in September. I apologise for saying that would get boring. It never gets boring, neither does the whole album. It's possibly one of... Yeah, I was about to say my favourite again, but I'm conscious I've been saying everything's my favourite on this show, which kind of comes with the territory of the best albums of the year. But it is another brilliant record coming out of Montreal. Up next, we have Don. He's back with Radio Freethinker. This week, he's got an Abundance of Poverty edition, which should be really interesting, really worth sticking around for. But before he comes on, I'm going to leave you with my favourite track of the year. And if you listen to the show, you'll immediately guess what I'm about to play. This is Kate Tempest with Europe is Lost. And it only came out at the end of November, but it is just the most amazing rap record. And nothing has come close to touching it for me all year. So I think it's a great way to finish off the year of my year of Albion. And I will be back in the new year with some more new music for you. And I hope to see you then. Thank you again for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful new year. And yeah, enjoy some Kate Tempest.
Europe is lost, America lost, London lost. Still we are clamouring victory, all that is meaningless rules. We have learnt nothing from history, the people are dead in their lifetimes, dazed in the shine of the streets. But look how the traffic's still moving, systems too slick to stop working. Business is good and there's bands every night in the pubs, and there's 2-for-1 drinks in the clubs, and we scrubbed up well, washed off the work and the stress, and now all we want some excess. Better yet, a night to remember that we'll soon forget. All of the blood that was bled for these cities to grow, all of the bodies that fell, the roots that were dug from the earth so these games could be played. I see it tonight in the stains on my hands, the buildings are screaming. I can't ask for help though, nobody knows me. Hostile, worried, lonely, we move in our packs, and these are the rights we were born to. Working and working so we can be all that we want, and dancing the drudgery off, but even the drugs have got boring. Well, sex is still good when you get it. To sleep, to dream, to keep the dream in reach, to eat your dream, don't weep, don't scream, just keep it in, keep sleeping in. What am I gonna do to wake up? I feel the cost of it, pushing my body like I push my hands into pockets, and softly I walk and I see it, this is all we deserve. The wrongs of our past have resurfaced, despite all we did to vanquish the traces. My very language is tainted with all that we stole, to replace it with this I am quiet, feeling the onset of riot. Riots are tiny, those systems are huge. Traffic keeps moving, proving there's nothing to do, cause it's big business, baby, and its smile is hideous. Top down violence, a structural viciousness, your kids are dumb. Stopping. Medical said it is, but don't worry about that, man. Worry about terrorists. The water level's rising. The water level's rising. The animals, the elephants, the polar bears are dying. Stop crying, start buying. But what about the oil spill? Shh. No one likes a party pooping spoil sport. Massacres, massacres, massacres. New shoes. Ghettoized children murdered in broad daylight by those employed to protect them. Live porn stream to your preteen's bedroom. Glass ceiling, no headroom. Half a generation live beneath the breadline. Oh, but it's happy hour on the high street. Friday night at last, lads, my treat. All went fine till that kid got glassed in the last bar. Place went nuts. You can ask, I knew it was madness. Roll ran red, pure claret, and about them immigrants. I can't stand them. Mostly I mind my own business. They're only coming over here to get rich. It's a sickness. England, England, patriotism. And you wonder why kids want to die for religion. It goes work all your life for a pittance. Maybe you'll make it to manager. Pray for a raise. Cross the bays, days off on your beach, babe. Calendar, the anarchists are desperate for something to smash. Scandalous pictures of fashionable rappers in glamorous magazines. Who's dating who? Political cash in an envelope. Caught sniffing lines off a prostitute's prosthetic tits. Now it's back to the House of Lords with slap wrists. They abduct kids and fuck their heads of dead pigs. But him in the hoodie with a couple of spliffs, jail him, he's the criminal. Jail him, he's the criminal. It's the bored of it all generation, the product of product placement and manipulation. Shoot 'em up, brutal, duty of care. Come on, new shoes, beautiful hair. Bullshit, saccharine ballads and selfies and selfies and selfies. And here's me outside the palace of me, construct of self and psychosis. Meanwhile, the people were dead in their droves, and no, nobody noticed. Well, some of them noticed, you could tell by the emoji they posted. Sleep like a gloved hand covers our eyes. The lights are so nice and bright, and let's dream. But some of us are stuck like stones in a slipstream. What am I gonna do to wake up? We are lost, we are lost, we are lost, and still nothing will stop, nothing pauses. We have ambitions and friendships and courtships to think of, divorces to drink off, the thought of the money, the oil. The planet is shaken and spoiled, and life is a plaything, a garment to soil, toil the toil. I can't see an ending at all, only the end. How is this something to cherish when the tribesmen are dead in their deserts? To make room for alien structures, develop, develop, and kill what you find if it threatens you. No trace of love in the hunt for the bigger buck, here in the land where nobody gives a fuck.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm